13th of October in Sarana with Jonathan, Nina, Shakin, Azita, Betty and Maeve. Tell me about the sun's discussion then.
It was a lovely reminder, like the Metta Sutta, the comparison of a mother who feels towards her son.
Yes.
And now we are saying that to each other when we see beggars or people who annoy us.
Right.
They are like our sons, and it helps as a reminder. Yes. I think it's very nice.
To treat everyone like someone who is close to us,
dear
to us.
Yeah.
Four kinds of actions, right?
Impatience. Controlling and calming. I'd have to have it here.
So the controlling and the calming is always through Satipatthana.
But calming seems to sound like jhana, and controlling was Satipatthana.
Oh no. Because calm is every kusala citta.
Guarding the sense doors. Because if you read it, as I said, if you read it without knowledge, you'd be saying, oh, you must guard the sense doors, so I don't look and I don't listen.
No, not like that. Well, that's because there is another sutta which explains that very clearly. Then the deaf would attain easily and the blind, but that is not the meaning. The Buddha says it very, very clearly in the middle length sayings, Majjhima Nikaya.
As I was reading it, it says guarding the sense doors, and I know there's a lot of people who don't want to see, don't want to hear.
Some glimmer of understanding arises that it will reach a point where the conditions will be there for the sense doors to be guarded, whatever word you want to use, at any moment.
So, what guards, see? What guards? When one is reading, one thinks that I will or I'm guarding. But actually, if sati does not arise, who can guard? See? So while one is reading, one should have the understanding of Dhamma, that it's not I at all. Even there is the word control, who controls? Or when it's guarding, who is guarding? Realities perform the function, not I at all. So when we read with understanding, no doubt at all about controlling or about guarding, because they are not self, they are different jetasikas, and they must be the wholesome jetasikas. For example, the translation of Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta from Pali to English someone gave me is about the Samma Sankappa, and the translation is right intention. See? So if we follow the word without consider the meaning or the reality, then we have wrong understanding. That's why even it's translated, even from Pali as controlling, we have to know what reality is controlling. What is the reality which is regarding. But actually it's not self from each Dipitaka concerns realities, no matter is the Vinaya, different degrees of unwholesomeness, deeds, speech.
Jin, you mentioned darkness from time to time, and that if there is an object that arises other than seeing, then darkness, is it present or it follows the experience of that object? Could you say a little bit about
I think that the world we live with ignorance is quite different from when Panya penetrates the true nature of reality. For example, right now it seems the world of sight and things in and around oneself, trees and color. But actually, one moment of experiencing an object, and who experiences it? The citta, which is the faculty of experiencing an object, is now experiencing it. But we do not have the right understanding of citta itself as it is when there is no awareness. For example, light now is the object of what? Of seeing itself, of the element which can experience it. And that element is not rupa at all. It brings us to beginning to understand what that reality is. No shape, no form, no light. So it's so dark. So in reality, when Panya is fully developed, the world is opposite of the world when no Panya arising and experiencing it. There must be moment of darkness, because you see that Pavanka is dark, Manodavara is dark, and the moment of experiencing an object through other doorway besides the eye base must be dark. So at that moment, no self, no one at all, only darkness with the quality of its experiencing an object right then. Depending on whatever it is, it can be feeling, it can be hardness, it can be thinking, it can be anything in darkness, you see. So it's not like this world. It's different world with one object at a time as different elements. So it's so natural the citta is dark. No matter whenever it arises, no shape, no form, but the faculty of experiencing is there. So that object appears to that citta which experiences it.
So if there's only light when there's moment of seeing, mm-hmm. and if there's only one moment of consciousness at any given time, then it means that because the seeing moments must be just a small proportion of our day, that there's more darkness than light.
Yeah, I think that we cannot imagine anything when it does not happen yet. So while we are talking now, we shouldn't think about how many millions moments of seeing so that it continue as non-stop seeing at all. That is only thinking.
Yeah.
But the right understanding is seeing the distinction between that which experiences it and the object which one used to take something out of it as my friend, my home, my things. Actually, it's only a moment of appearing as visible object. Whenever citta sees, it sees only that, and then thinking follows. And that's why it comes the word rupa nimitta, because only one kalapa or many kalapa is not enough to condition the memory of eyes, ears, or people and things. So we live in the world of ignorance. How much one knows, how much right understanding is there, to say that by getting understanding little by little, it can eliminate the idea of thing or something or I from reality. That is the only way.
And what we take out of visible objects is such a huge
thinking
part of what our life and the world is.
Right. So thinking about reality which is so dark before experience any object at all, like Pavanka, no object appear, so no one can experience how dark it is. But when there is a moment of experience an object, it's time to really understand that the object appears because of the citta.
And also because of the sense base, the eye base.
No thinking at all.
No thinking.
No thinking.
Yeah,
the way to understand reality is a moment of experiencing with understanding about reality which one has learnt before, about visible object, about seeing.
So this present moment of experiencing the world through the eye door is just one moment of seeing consciousness.
We don't have to tell or say one moment, but learn to understand that what we take for people and things in reality is only the reality which can get in touch or contact the eye base and appear. If there is no eye base, the reality right now cannot appear at all. Just that, only that. But ignorance does not understand that at all. And it takes time to really understand visible object as just a reality.
Just to get a glimmer of that at an intellectual level,
mm-hmm.
you know, gives us a completely different perspective on things, but that glimmer is here for a moment and then gone. And
That's why we can understand the important part of sanya. See, sanya keeps on coming with thinking and everything except the sanya of Dhamma right now. That's why we are now developing sanya of Dhamma. And the proof is that whether there are conditions for awareness to aware, to be aware right now, and then it proves that the sanya is firm enough to condition moment of awareness.
Sometimes it seems as if the habit of controlling enters upon the field of intellectual understanding too. We struggle so hard to put things in words, conceptualize what we hear about. It seems that we try to control that even.
That is the habits.
That's
the habit. It's the habits because it's habits, yeah.
But I'm still a bit puzzled about sanya, and you said a minute ago, sanya conditioning moment.
For example, one has heard about visible object many, many times. So it depends on sanya, whether it conditioned awareness right now, beginning to understand visible object as just visible object. We live with visible object, but we think of many things. So in reality, when we think of moment when there is no object appearing yet, very dark, and then just a flash, very quick appearing of an object through one doorway at a time, no mixture, not together. So one can see that one lives in darkness with thinking, only thinking, because there can be thinking even there is no seeing, no hearing at all. Seeing moment is just like a flash, and hearing sound is like a flash. All sense doorways are like flashes, but thinking keeps everything that it has experienced as something permanent all the time, until Panya discerns the true nature. And one can see that it's not very horrible when everything's gone completely, what is left is darkness. But Panya is there, see. Otherwise, it's I who is so very frightened because of such happening. But when it's Panya, it is understanding of the experiencing itself, which is dark. It has to be there. So one becomes used to understand the characteristic of citta and nama better. But this has to be applied on and on and on and on and on until the idea of self is completely eradicated. And one realizes that it's impossible without the higher panya or the higher vipassana jnana, which is clearer and it can penetrate better and better. Because the idea of self is so very deep-rooted. Even there is nothing, only a reality. It's me. It's I. It belongs to me because it's there, nothing else. See? Then by the time we understand the mithyatiti, the clinging as self, even it's just a reality, no matter its hardness or heat or cold, it's still me or my body, part of my body. It's like now we think that we have teeth, only in memory. It does not appear, and in reality, all conditioned realities or rupa arise and fall away so fast. So, no teeth. When there's no moment of experiencing hardness and take it for something, but actually it's just moment of experiencing an object and then gone. Completely, never come back, see? So what do we have in life? Nothing. Just a moment of experiencing and then go away all the time.
Kun Su Chin, can sanya remember the direct experience of a reality as that?
Why not?
And then think about
sanya
that.
Arises with each citta. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why we will hear more about anatta sanya and anicca sanya, see? Otherwise, now it's only nitya sanya and atta sanya. So sanya is different when it accompanies the degrees of panya too.
So just following on from Maeve's question, sorry to interrupt, but that means that all the moments of experiencing with understanding, plus all the moments of experiencing with wrong view, are somehow accumulated in the sanya.
Sanya arises and falls away like other realities, but the complexity from moment eons ago up till now, we cannot know what's in there in each moment of citta until there are conditions for its arising. So we can see how much we have accumulated, kusala or akusala.
Someone might here may have not had anything to do with Abhidharma, and then here's what you are saying, and the memory, that can be a condition for the memory of those past experiences, those past direct experiences.
It's just the matter of understanding, yes, what one heard develops on and on, understanding better and better. So Panya is the understanding reality as it is perfectly. When it's Lokuttara, it is also understanding the nature of Nibbana. See, it's not that there is something that I experience and I don't know what it is. It's not like that at all. Panya grows and grows and become more detached to different objects. That is the function of Panya, opposite of Lopa. That's why one can be one's own refuge by one's own understanding. When there is attachment, Panya knows that it's wrong, not that. Okay. And yes?
No. At the moment of Lokuttara, the experience of Nibbana is knowing what it is, right?
Right now. Because it must be Panya, Lokuttara Panya. And that moment is called Lokuttara Jhana too, different from the ordinary jhana or the Aramanu Panichana. This is Lakkanu Panichana because the Lakkana of Nibbana appear.
But the knowing of an Arahata Magga and Sotapati Magga is different.
Certainly.
I think I heard in Thai, I can't remember if it was in the discussion or on the tape, that the words sanya and vijnana and panya all have the same root.
Same root. From ya tatu.
Right, from ya tatu. Okay. But different prefix.
Yeah, it's...
I'm sorry, I just missed that.
Sanya, memory. Yes. Vijnana, consciousness. And panya, wisdom. All have the same root in Pali, that is ya.
To know.
And then, of course, there's the description in Visuddhimagga about the degrees of knowing something, like with a coin, and a child knows it as such and such. You know, an educated person knows it as this, and a money changer knows it in more detail.
So, could Nina remember that? Okay, please tell Kunoi about that. About sanya and vinya and panya, right?
Sanya is like a child who sees a coin but doesn't know anything more about it, just remembers, perception, perceives a coin.
And
citta is like a villager who knows the value but not all the details. And panya is like the money changer, the expert, who knows everything about that piece of money and the value. So there are different degrees here.
So I think sanya is more than just remembering, though. It is, because remembering, actually, as we use it, is a process, isn't it?
So Ajahn, this comparison of sanya, vijnana and panya, it's all in one moment of arising.
All the cetasikas arise with one moment of citta. Right. But to me, the child and the villager cannot help me much. Because if I think of that, I didn't think much about understanding sanya and panya and vijnana.